Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's the deal. 7 o'clock.
It's time for 92.9 The Game Tonight.
For the next hour, tune in or listen on the Odyssey app.
As we get you caught up with all things Atlanta sports and beyond.
We're going up tonight.
Turn up, bro. Like I said, just turn up and listen. You know?
That's the way to lead the show.
It's 92.9 The Game Tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, what's up, Atlanta? Hey. Oh, my goodness. Let's all take a collective deep breath, shall we? At 7:02 on this beautiful Wednesday night in the A and the great state of Georgia. Oren, we made it. We made it. I got a celebratory hand to the sky, praising the good Lord and everything above, like Ronald Acuna rounding third base. Oh, man. It's been so long, hasn't it? Chris Thomas with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game until 10 o'clock. And we're going to be pretty much wall-to-wall NFL draft coverage, getting you ready for the big day tomorrow. We will be all over it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dukes and Bell. We will be at Zibens tomorrow. And then Friday, we will be at Flowery Branch, hopefully speaking to a host of different characters, including draft picks, coaches, etc., etc. So what are we going to do tonight? Well, as you know, I've been taking your phone calls on a variety of subjects. Oren, were you able to catch any of the show on Saturday, by the way? So what we did, see what had happened was we did a You're on the Clock show. So everybody got to play their best impersonation of Terry Fontenot. And their rules was, there were no rules. You were allowed to make whatever pick your little heart desired, whether that was sticking at 8, trading up, trading back, everything was on the table. So that was a lot of fun. And Oren, the overwhelming majority of people wanted to trade back, which I found pretty interesting. It was like that got 7 or 8 votes, and the next closest was 3 or 4. So that's what the Atlanta Falcon fan base spoke to me about. So what's up tonight? Well, I'll tell you. Get ready to call in at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 is the number. It's also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and you can hit me up on Twitter at C Thomas Radio. The question is simple. I just teased it with Dukes and Bell. How confident are you right now in Terry Fontenot and the staff of the Atlanta Falcons to ace this draft? When we come back here on Monday morning and we're talking at the steakhouse, morning shift, Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, me and Abe at night, what grade are we going to be giving Terry Fontenot and his staff for this draft? Are you confident that in his, what is this, Oren, his fourth draft? 4? 1, 2, 3, 4? Yeah. Drake, Pitts, Bijan, and now player TBD about a little over 24 hours from now. So that's our question tonight at 404-726-0929. What is your level of confidence in this Atlanta Falcons coaching staff and the GM and everybody else at good old Flowery Branch that's making these decisions to get it right? And I'm not just talking about pick number 8. I'm talking about the whole damn kit and caboodle, everything. So do you think they're going to nail number 8? Do you think if they trade back, that's the right move? Do you think in the second round, if they take a corner, that's what's best for this team? Or how about Ladd McConkey? Are you going to draft him? Maybe. Let's see what they do. So 404-726-0929. Let's line them up and let's discuss tonight. What is your level of confidence in this coaching staff and the GM to get it right? I think they're going to get it right. I think they've learned. I think they've grown as an organization, Terry and his staff, with the new faces involved. Oren, what's the word they've been using the whole offseason? Collaboration. That's the $5 word of the day, and it has been for quite some time. Collaboration. So what are you doing as an organization to be on the same page and making sure that everybody understands that the missive is, we got to get this thing right, because this is a – this should be a playoff team. This should be a division leading team. This should be a team that, when push comes to shove, is not only fighting for a playoff spot, but division crown and leading the way when it comes to having their best season since 2016. So that's what I believe the missive should be for this team and where this team needs to be at. So it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. You got to get an edge rusher. You got to get a corner. You got to get potentially a safety, offensive lineman. We all know the things that the Atlanta Falcons need. Now, all this quarterback talk nearly made me, my head was like a pimple about to pop off of its, not to get too graphic here, if anyone's still driving home right now, I don't want you having to pull off to the side of the road due to graphic content on 92.9 The Game. But yeah, that's how my head felt the past couple of days with this quarterback talk. It felt like a pimple that was ready to burst, man. Like, I don't want to hear anything about that. You got to get a defensive end. You got to get a guy that can do it. Now, the one thing I will say, and Oren, can we pull up Sam Monson of Pro Football Focus talking about the edge class? Because this is one thing I will say about the state of the draft right now. My thoughts about Dallas Turner haven't changed. If I'm drafting at 8 tomorrow, you guys know I'm not changing at the last second. I've been team Dallas Turner the entire way. But everybody and their mom who's come on the radio station has said, what, Oren? Latu. He seems to be the guy that's come on and drawn the most praise and drawn the most, you know, ability to be a game wrecker and a game changer and the guy that the Atlanta Falcons need. So I guess I won't be disappointed if they take him. Jared Verse seems to have sort of dropped off the face of the earth. So we'll see where he lands. It doesn't look like it's going to be with the Falcons. So here's Sam Monson, lead analyst for PFF, talking about where exactly this edge class is right now.
Yeah, I think there's a big three when it comes to edge rushers in this draft. I think it's Dallas Turner. He's most people's number one guy. But then I think you've got Jared Verse from Florida State and Laiatu Latu from UCLA. Latu, I think, is an interesting prospect because if you didn't have any medical issues whatsoever, if we just were looking at Latu and there was a completely clean medical history and all those kinds of things, I think he's clearly the best player of the three right now. He's significantly more productive than either of the other two guys. And if you look at PFF grade and pass rush win rate and pressure rate and all those kinds of things, he's got a college resume that stacks up with guys like the Bosa brothers and Myles Garrett and Chase Young as genuinely one of the best edge rushers we've seen come into the league in years. And the only sort of downside to him would be athleticism, which I think has been overstated. And actually his combine workouts were pretty good. And PFF has a metric, a data point called PFF gas, which is tracking data. It's in-game athleticism. And Latu's in-game athleticism has been off the chart.
Yeah, and that's what everybody's been saying. It's been so interesting because I thought for the longest time, Latu was in a conversation as the third guy. But it seems like, Oren, correct me if I'm wrong, he sort of moved into second place, maybe first, behind only Dallas Turner. And there's some people now who feel that Latu is the guy. And despite the, what was the line from Les Snead, right? It was F them picks. F them injuries. Who cares? He's the best guy. Just take him. So, all right. I mean, if that's what the Atlanta Falcons want to do. So, okay, 404-726-0929. Where is your confidence level at We are here. We've made it to the promised land after all these weeks and months of talking with you guys and gals on the phones. It's been so much fun and going back and forth with you on Twitter at @CThomasRadio. I've really had a blast because it's been so much intrigue and so much mystery surrounding the state of this team and where they're going to be after this weekend. So where is your confidence level? Grab a line, 404-726-0929. We'll start with our guy, Kareem. Kareem, you're in the game.
Turtle, what's up, my boy?
Kareem, what's going on?
Man, Turtle, great question. Great topic you have tonight. And, man, I'm going to be the first to tell you that in Terry, I trust, man. In Terry, I trust. If you look at his resume from what he's done thus far, he is, player personnel is what he does, right? So let's give him credit for the great free agents that he has brought in.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, the offensive weapons that we went 3 years in a row, I think it's time for to see those guys, you know, to see the fruits of that labor come to fruition and whatnot. I believe in Terry. I think he's going to hit. I just say it's kind of hard to judge it Monday after the draft, though. Let's see what happens, you know, on the field. And speaking of Latu, right, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm an SEC guy all the way, Turtle, so I'm totally honest. I haven't seen any UCLA football. I haven't seen this boy play. But one thing I can say about brothers who origins are from the Pacific or who origins are from anywhere where soccer is first sport, they always have good feet work, and that translates on the football field. So, but I don't know if we're going a lot to – but I, you know, just to back up what Pro Football Focus is saying.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Kareem. As always, 404-726-0929. I really think that's what we're looking at, man. It's either going to be Latu or it's going to be Dallas Turner. We got Jimmy Dean who hit me up at C Thomas Radio. He asked me, why do I like Dallas Turner? There's a couple of reasons. One, pedigree. He did it against the best of the best of the best, sir. He was an SEC player his entire career. So he knows what's coming in the NFL. He's facing big boys on the offensive line week in and week out. Second is productivity. People act like Dallas Turner, just because he wasn't as good as Will Anderson, was terrible. Well, I'll tell you what. He had 10 sacks this season, so you can kiss me or miss me with that, whatever the expression. Oh, don't look at me like that, Orna. I'm talking for 3 hours straight. I'm going to screw up. You know that. All right, 404-726-0929. Christopher, you're in the game. Go ahead.
All right, guys. Yeah, I work remotely, so I don't get to listen to your radio station as much as I used to. But to answer your question, not very much. Not until we make the right pick. You know, I've watched it year after year where it seems like there was an obvious pick and we just didn't make it. So, and you know, Botno and Arthur Smith, I don't think had a good pedigree whatsoever in drafting. I mean, I disagree just as a casual fan. You know, I followed combines and I follow, you know, different things, but I didn't.
You don't think last year with Bijan and Matt Bergeron were good picks?
Bergeron, I agreed with. Bijan, I did not. Now, I don't disagree that Bijan's a great, you know, player, but do I agree with a running back going 8? No. I mean, you know, to be completely honest.
Well, I agree with you here, Christopher, and thank you for the phone call. I got to run. That's just the only reason I got to let you go. But you were making good points, and I appreciate it. Here's the thing. If they go offensive player again, I'm going to be shocked. I mean, unless, again, like Marvin Harrison falls or Malik Nabers falls or maybe Tennessee doesn't go Joe Alt, but if they take an offensive skill player, honestly, I'm going to be stunned. They need a defensive lineman in the worst way. I know Dukes and Bell were talking about Trey Hendrickson requesting a trade out of Cincy. Guys, he's going to want 20-plus mil a year. I don't know if the Falcons can afford it. They don't have cap space right now. So we shall see. All right. 404-726-0929. Mr. Harris, Jay, Gerald, I see you. Grab a line at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The question tonight is simple. The night before the draft, how confident are you in Terry Fontenot and his staff to get this thing right? Monday morning, how we feeling, Falcons Nation? Let me know. 404-726-0929. Back with your calls next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, we'll see what tomorrow brings, quite literally, when the Falcons select at number 8, or will they? Chris Thomas with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Till 10 o'clock, it is very, very interesting what's going to happen a little over an hour from now tomorrow. We shall see, and we're taking your calls tonight at 404-726-0929. What is the question? Well, I'm glad you asked. The question is simple. How confident are you that Terry Fontenot and his staff are going to get this thing right? When we reconvene on Monday and all the shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game are getting together and doing their thing, making us the number one sports talk show in the city, and Dukes and Bell the number one show. No, humble brag, you know, it is what it is. Oren, again, don't look at me like that. But we are asking you tonight how confident you are in what the Atlanta Falcons are going to do in the draft, and how will you be feeling come Monday morning? So it's pretty simple. So grab a line, and we're going to be taking your calls. We got our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter coming up next segment. Thank you, Turtle. You're welcome, D. So 404-726-0929. I'm in a mood tonight, Oren, man, if you can't tell. I think I'm just a little stir-crazy from all the draft talk. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. So here we go. Let's kick it off with Mr. Harris. You're in the game. Go ahead.
Turtle, Oren, hear me out.
Okay.
I'm going to try to make you a little more relaxed on the quarterback situation.
Okay.
At 8, you take the defense player, either corner or in. I'm leaning more on corner because – I think the best thing you get at end is Beasley at best this year. But if a quarterback is there or the receiver and Harrison, you gotta take one of them. You gotta take if you got a quarterback at that caliber at 8, you gotta get him for the future. We only got a quarterback for the next 2-3 years, and we don't know. He's 36 with an injury, so we really don't know. So you get the backup now. Quarterbacks are us lead when we need one, we just go get one. So if you got the position to get one now, go ahead and take them.
Yeah, but Mr. Harris, the problem then becomes who are your starting edge rusher and cornerback, man? Like, this is the conundrum we keep talking about. Everybody who's pro quarterback is saying, yeah, go get him just in case there's an insurance policy that, you know, Kirk Cousins doesn't make it through the season. But then you don't have a starter at corner and defensive end, so you're going to be in every game. It's going to be 35-32. You can't have it. All right, Mr. Harris, 404-726-0929. Appreciate the phone call. I get it. I get the quarterback argument. I do. But at the same time, this roster, as we've been saying now over and over and over again, has too many holes to not spend it on a defensive player. If you want to take Jordan Travis in the 6th round, If you want to take, I don't know, Sam Hartman or Spencer Rattler in the fifth or sixth round, okay, we can talk about it, but not in the first through fifth round. I'm not doing it. I'm completely anti-quarterback. 404-726-0929. Gerald is up next. Gerald.
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's up, Gerald?
Hey, to answer your question, I'm starting to lose a little confidence in Terry and his crew, just a little bit, primarily in Justin Fields. Not that I thought we should have took him over Kurt, but if Justin was available for what did Pittsburgh give him for? A six-round pick. Whatever it was nothing. If that was our backup, we wouldn't be having this quarterback discussion. We'll have a backup and we'll be
well,
okay.
Hang on. I'll let you finish. Did you see what Pittsburgh didn't do today? They declined his fifth-year option. So he's on a one-year deal. They didn't think he was good enough to pick up his fifth-year option.
Well, Pittsburgh also has been killing us with Cordarrelle Patterson with the new kickoff rules. I'm starting to say, hey, if that deal was on the table, why didn't we take it? If we had a backup quarterback, Kurt was hurt all last year. And we saw that if you watched that quarterback series, you saw every hit that he was taking. He was and groaning and, you know, he was having a tough time. You know, he's a pretty old guy. He's a good guy. But is he going to be sustainable? And if he's not sustainable, you got to get a quarterback.
I don't know if you take
a quarterback at eight. Hear me out.
Okay.
Here's what I suggest we should try to do. If we can trade with the Vikings, they got two first-round picks. So, hey, you take the number four or number fifth quarterback because you need it more than we do. And then that gives us two picks. We drop back and we try to get maybe, you know, one of the top three pass rushers or even the top four pass rusher. But we need, if Penix or whoever is on the board for that second pick, we got to take them because we need a backup.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. A couple of things. One, they're not bringing Justin Fields here. Oren, could you imagine that? Kirk Cousins goes out and struggles in the first two games, and then you have the entire city turning Mercedes-Benz upside down on its head, calling for Justin Fields to start games when you paid Kirk Cousins $100 million to be your starter. Not happening. So I get it. He went for a low price, but again, the Justin Fields conversation is long, long gone, but I understand where you're coming from. And guys, if Kirk Cousins goes down, it's over anyway. Michael Penix is not coming into this team and pulling a C.J. Stroud. I know a lot of you think very highly of him. I think highly of him. What C.J. Stroud did last season is special, man. I mean, that can't be the standard. More likely than not, if Kirk Cousins comes in and he gets hurt and you draft Michael Penix and you put him in, he's going to struggle. He's going to look a lot more like Desmond Ridder than he does C.J. Stroud. I'm just saying. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Nick next. Nick, you are in the game.
Hey, Squid. I have pretty good confidence because Terry has knocked it out the park with his free agent signings, and I think the combination, the tandem with him and Raheem Morris, who, remember, was on the L.A. Rams staff, who's taken Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp in the fifth round. Like, they've made late mid-round receivers into household names now. And they've turned Stafford, who I think at this point of his career, is similar to Kirk Cousins in injury history and ability. So I have full faith in both these gentlemen combining to have a good draft strategy.
Yeah.
And on Latu,
okay.
Latu's injury, do we think this is like a similar seriousness as when Tua had his injury? Because we could take that injury risk if we think we could get a Tua-esque upside with Latu.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. There's no way to know. I mean, doctors would never reveal that sort of extent of information. We're lucky we found out about the medical retirement and all that when we did. I mean, usually some of that stuff likes to stay behind closed doors. So I can't give you a straight answer on that because I don't know. I would hope so for his sake and his future. I want him to do well, whether it's here or somewhere else, but we'll never know. The only way we'll know is by his play on the field, and that's it. And by the way, Oren, did I hear that right? Did he call me?
Yeah, you Squid.
Yeah, okay. A couple of questions,
Squid.
Oren. Do I sound like Squid Billy?
No.
Do I do a sports talk show like Squid Billy?
No.
Do I in any way, shape, or form resemble Squid Billy?
No.
Okay. Just wondering on what planet you could think that me and Squid Billy sound the same. Now, for taking it for granted, maybe that guy hadn't listened in 2 years, and the last time he listened, Squid and I were doing fill-in shows together, and that was the last time he heard either one of us.
Realistically, but, that could be, what, the, could be may, what happened.
You know what? Stranger things have happened, right? But, all right, Squid, shout out if you're listening. Some dude out there thinks that we sound the same. 404-726-0929. Latif is up next. Go ahead. What do you think? Confident?
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm good, man.
Good, good. I am leaning towards trading back and getting a corner. I saw something about the corner from Clemson. I know he's like third or fourth
Nate
cornerback
Wiggins.
Rated.
Yeah, Nate Wiggins.
Yeah, Wiggins. Yeah, Wiggins from Clemson. I just got a big corner. I know we have to deal with the corner of A.J. Terrell possibly going into free agency or asking for a big bag. And I also feel like Raheem Morris will have a scheme for the line. And if we have great cornerback play, that gives the line opportunity to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, most people, I'm getting the sense that they're confident in the staff, somewhat slightly wavering, only based upon past results, which is fair, but at the same time, you got to look at every year as its own thing and give Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris the chance to put their own blueprint on it. We had Arthur Smith's blueprint on it the last couple of years, and now it's time for Terry to work with a new guy in Raheem. And just like the last caller said, Raheem contributes what he contributes, and you could be talking about an entirely different team. So the question tonight, again, if you're just jumping in, Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock this evening, it's pretty simple. How confident are you in the Atlanta Falcons organization, Terry Fontenot and his staff, Raheem Morris, everyone involved, to get it right? 404-726-0929. Let's squeeze one more in here before the break. D-Led coming up next. We got Michael. You're in the game. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, I'm optimistically confident pretty much for what you just said, because based on past experiences, I would say no. But Fontenot and new coach, I'll say yes. I'd like to ask you something about the draft. I'd like to trade back from 8 to 11 and hopefully pick up Minnesota's other pick at 23. What are your thoughts on possibly, and this would be for a corner, and then we take a defensive back 11, what I'm about to say. Do you think the Chargers, who are a team with a lot of holes to fill, and Harbaugh seems to like draft picks, do you think he would be entertaining our 2 third-round picks for pick number 5, where the Chargers have, because their next pick is at 37?
To get who? Who do you want for the Falcons if they trade up to 5?
Well, I want the defensive back, the guy from Toledo that seems to be very high on everybody's list. There's a lot down corner. We need defense.
But you can get him at 8.
We need defense.
You don't need to trade to 5 to get him. He'll be there at 8.
No. What I'm saying is you take the corner at 5, you take our defensive pass rusher, whether it's Turner or Latu at 11, and then you pick up either another – either a safety or another corner or even another defensive edge rusher at 23.
Yeah.
And you still have the number 43 to possibly get a receiver.
I hear what you're saying, Michael, but I don't think you need to trade to number 5. I don't think that's a necessary thing you need to do. I think everything that you just laid out, you can accomplish with the picks that you have. I don't think a trade, facilitating a trade there to try to go get a guy who's going to be there anyway. Was I misunderstanding something, or I just felt like that was not exactly a necessary step? I feel like there was an extra step put in there for the Falcons that doesn't necessarily need to be there. But I hear you on the confidence thing, Michael. That's where I'm at tonight, at 404-726-0929. Again, it's been a really fun couple of weeks with you guys. We've been doing all sorts of different draft angles on the shows. We've been talking about what if this guy's available, what if Roma Dunze is available. We took a bunch of calls on that. We did a mock draft last Saturday where you were Terry Fontenot and you got to come on the show and make the pick. We had the little chime and everything going on. That was a ton of fun, and having a lot of fun with you guys tonight, talking about your confidence level in this team going forward for the draft. When we get back here on Monday and Dukes and Bell open up the phones, what are you guys saying about these draft picks? You think they're going to knock it out of the park, A+, or Are you a little bit shaky? We'll take more calls at the top of the hour at 404-726-0929. But coming up next, our boy D-Led's going to jump on the show, D. Orlando Ledbetter. What is he hearing coming up on the draft? Back with you in five, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Heating up as the sun goes down.
This is 92.9 The Game Tonight.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to your phone calls at the top of the hour at 404-726-0929. Talking about how confident are you that Terry Fontenot and this staff will get it right come Monday morning. So if you didn't get on in the last couple of segments, grab a line. At the top of the hour, 404-726-0929. Braves up 2-0, bottom first. Who else? Ozuna from the Braves with a base knock. He continues to be on fire. Right now, let's continue the draft conversation with our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter. Check out his work at the AJC. D, appreciate the time on the WadeFord.com hotline. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for having me on the show this evening.
Yes, of course. All right, D, we are about 24 hours away when the Atlanta Falcons announce their pick at number 8. It will be who?
Leiata Leita. I'm probably messing up the first part, but that's our final mock draft. You know, we keep hearing about all these trades that people are going to make, but you don't do that when you do mock drafts. You stay there until the trade's made. That's what they're going to do. With the 8th overall pick in the draft on Thursday night.
D, when it comes to all this speculation, did you ever really believe for a minute, or maybe you still do, that the Falcons are in the market to take a quarterback anywhere in the first couple of rounds?
No, they're kicking around the quarterback, but, you know, they're not going to fall right for where they're at. You know, they do got to get a quarterback. So, I mean, I would understand it, but I don't see that one you know, it's going to break to where they can get, you know, they can't take Penix at 8, but they've certainly been spending a whole lot of time with them, like they did Bijan last year. You know, maybe you could trade back up in the first and get him, or you just doing that to bait the teams behind you and try to trade back. So, yeah, I understand some people are saying, oh, that's ridiculous. We can't have a quarterback. No, you need a quarterback. You just came off of messing up the transition from Matt Ryan to nothing. You got Kirk Cousins. You got to have somebody to take over for him in a couple years. So that I would understand a quarterback, but I don't think they're going to be able to do it here.
D, when it comes to wide receiver, there is a chance if 4 quarterbacks go in the top 7 picks and then you have Malik Neighbors and Marvin Harrison along with Joe Alt at 7, that Rome Odunze could be available at 8. Do you think the Falcons would even consider it?
They already have Rome Odunze. His name is Drake London. So, no, they wouldn't do it. Now, you got Brock Bowers, but you already got Kyle Pitts. So, it could be 2 pass catchers there when they pick at 8, but it would make absolute no sense. Although, it was pointed out to me that Odunze is a little faster, more athletic than Drake. So, So you basically would have triple towers and not twin towers if you got Odunze.
Talking all things Falcons draft with our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock. All right, so then in the second round is the most logical pick, cornerback?
Oh, no doubt about it. Lassiter's in play there. There are four top cornerbacks, Kool-Aid being the fourth, Wiggins, Quinyon Mitchell, and then Terry and Arnold. And they all ran slow and not going in the first. So somebody might slip to you that ninth pick in the second round where you don't have to reach and you got a talent to work with. So, I could certainly see them go a corner in the second.
How many starters, D, do you feel like the Falcons are looking to get out of this draft?
They need to do better. That's all I would like to say. You look at the first and third round picks that they've been making. Troy Anderson hadn't done too much. Richie Grant hasn't done too much. Jalen Mayfield's already out of town. D'Angelo Malone in the third round hasn't done too much. Arnold Ebukebe's done a little bit. Those are the picks you got to hit on. You need them to be players in the first three rounds in the first 100, and they got four picks in the first 108. You don't need them to be starters. You need them to be football players. They need to be able to contribute, go out there and play. So really you only look at one being the eighth pick should be able to come in and start for sure. Your other guys should be five-year guys. And if they're really good, then you guys that you can pay and keep and not develop and let get away like they did with Foye Oluokun and Devondre Campbell.
How about with the offensive line, D? Do you feel like the team is comfortable where it is right now, or do you think they're going to look to upgrade?
They're too comfortable for that group. We know what we see. The right tackle can't pass block. The center struggles against power. The left guard, he was gamer out there as a rookie, but he's got to get a lot better. So you got two linemen. You got three guys that got to get better. One guy is probably not going to get better. But you got a tight end, blocking tight end to put over there with them now, and Charlie Warner to, help out. So they did a good job of run blocking the last 2 years. You need to keep that going. And then when Kirk Cousins does start throwing it around, you want to be able to do more than just some quick game passing. You want to be able to let him get back there five steps and, sometimes seven and not be in total danger like Matt Ryan was late in his career.
When it comes to the other side of the line, D, a name that keeps being brought up is the big defensive tackle out of Texas, Byron Murphy, even drawing some light comparisons to Aaron Donald in terms of his build and his physicality. If the Falcons were to trade back, is that a guy you think they'd be targeting?
Yeah, he could be the guy at eight, too. Hearing great things about him late in the draft. If you got Aaron Donald sitting there today, you better take him. So you better be convicted that he is Aaron Donald. When you do that. So, he's definitely a player. He's a definite inside person. If they feel that that's the way they need to go with Grady 30, Oyemana 32, makes sense to me, that you would draft him. You got to get a player that's going to have an impact. And if he's going to be impactful in the interior and collapsing people's lines, that would be a perfectly fine pick in my book.
Talking with our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you until 10 o'clock. All right, D, when it comes to the back end, obviously we know Jesse Bates is team MVP, but did DeMarco Helms do enough to secure that other spot, and have we seen the last of Richie Grant?
DeMarco did a good job. He was a seventh-rounder because of speed, so, they schemed it up and didn't have him going into man coverage and so forth. But if you want to play man and get after people, he's not going to hold up back there in a lot of one-on-one coverages. We saw Richie play pretty strong in the box at times, very bad in coverage against tight ends. So that's on film. I don't know if that gets better with coaching. So, you keep him around as a, solid depth, special teams guy, you drafted him second. You're not going to give him a big contract, but he can play in the NFL, but we've seen that he's not a top-level starter unless he could elevate his game in coverage.
Based on what you heard from Terry Fontenot the other day when he spoke to the media, do you feel like he's evolved as a GM in terms of strategy, or is it still best player available?
No, he's best player available. I mean, he's tried the model after Baltimore and Ozzie Newsome, the great Ozzie Newsome. And we'll see, because if he's sitting there at 8 and Joe Alt falls to him and he doesn't take him, then we know he's doing something else. So, Rome and Brock are there, and you think they're better than the number 8, pass rusher, you take them. But I think they'll have a lot to rate it higher. You know, he played for Jimmy Lake at Washington. Jimmy Lake made the announcement when he retired. So I'm thinking that – I'm just hoping he does a better job of best player available than he did with the players I mentioned earlier that already are in question in the top 3 rounds. I'm okay with, missing in the 4th and the 5th and the 6th. But in the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, you need major contributors / starters.
When it comes time to actually start putting the work in the summer, how hands-on do you envision Raheem Morris being with the offense?
Not too much. He's going to be able to be a head coach. He learned under Dan Quinn and the various coaches he's been with that he can't be a position guy. I'm sure he's going to drift over to the secondary at times, but he trusts Jimmy. They're boys. They've been together starting out, so he's going to probably be okay with that. He's got some trusted lieutenants on the offensive side of the ball between Zach Robinson and T.J. Yates to pull that thing together. So I think he's going to get to be, if you want it, he can go old school, Chris. Get him a tower like Bear Bryant and just oversee everything.
Right, exactly. When it comes to the quarterback room, D, as we're chopping it up with D. Orlando Ledbetter here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, I know he took a pay cut, but why do you feel like the Falcons were still comfortable bringing back Heinicke for another year? Didn't seem like he was up to the task when he got called upon last year.
Yeah, but you know, the standard's pretty low for your backup quarterback. You just want to, and Dimitrov taught me this. He said, hey, you just need to, if something happens to Kirk Cousins, you're messed up anyway. You just need a guy to get you through a couple games. And Taylor can do that. That's why they kept him, cut his salary. They need somebody to, maybe even start the season because Kirk Cousins, he's got that timeline that doesn't match up with any kind of medical information that's out there he hits 9 months fine. He gets a little bit later, then he's, going to miss some time. So, yeah, you just need a guy that's going to get you through a couple games and you try to find you a developmental guy that you could bring along in the later rounds here or even on the street.
Yeah, when it comes to the running back room, do you think they're going to add another piece, or are they comfortable with maybe Avery Williams coming back? I don't even know if he's still on the roster, but do you envision them bringing in another body for a third back?
Yeah, they got Carlo Washington Jr. on the depth chart, and he's been a practice squad guy. They say a lot of the practice squad guys are getting better. So, you just need some depth guys that can help on special teams. And then you'll bring a couple in because you want to, them to take some of the reps and give the guys a rest when you get up to the 90-man roster and so forth. So you'll definitely see a running back, definitely on the undrafted squad, and you might see two there. But I don't think you're going to draft one. There'll be too many good defensive players on the board to draft another running back.
Wrapping up our conversation with D. Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC. Make sure you check out his work there. Give him a follow on socials as well. All right, D, when it comes to Kyle Pitts, do you envision him being more of a traditional wide receiver this season? It looks like, based on the scheme, that could be a direction they go.
If they do, I would understand it. I know he spent a lot of time trying to block in line and be a better blocker and so forth. They kept saying that he was the tight end, but some of the routes didn't look like it. I'll let them. They can create mismatches by putting him by keeping him at tight end. That's where the mismatches are for him. So, I don't see him moving outside yet.
All right, before I let you go, Matt Ryan announced his retirement this week. You covered his entire career. In your opinion, is Matt Ryan heading to Canton?
I'll be probably presenting this case, good Lord willing. I don't get my opinions out on how I'm going to vote. I do know I would represent his case in the most aggressive and ardent manner. So, you know, we got a story out there. The guys are all over the place on him. And, you know, we got another article coming out on Sunday that looks, you know, he's going to be in the mix for consideration for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's not a lock. It's Tom Brady's a lock. Drew Brees has a rating higher than him. Aaron Rodgers is the only current quarterback that has a rating higher than him. The average for the quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame, according to Pro Football Reference's Hall of Fame monitor, is 108. And for the modern-day quarterbacks, it's 100. And Matt is above that line at 106.5. So he's going to have a good case, and we're going to have to probably win over some voters to get him into the Hall of Fame. He's not a slam dunk.
All right, D, we'll make sure to follow that. Enjoy the weekend. I know you'll be busy, but we all love this time of year. Appreciate it.
No doubt, Chris. Thanks for having me. Keep up the great work in the evening time. I'm usually listening on my ride around 285.
All right, D, appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much. All right, when we get back to you guys and gals on the phones at 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. The question tonight is simple. Where is your confidence level at with Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the staff to get this sucker right in the draft? When we come back on Monday and we're all talking as a radio station and you're calling in, how confident are you for them to get it right? Tell me where you're at. 404-726-0929. Back to more of your calls. And also, Oren, I'm doing something I've never done before. I'll tell you what that is next when we get back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.